Hey everybody, welcome to Pokemon World Tour. I'm Josh.
I'm Jake.
We got a special bonus episode, I'm going to call it, sort of.
Yeah.
So like a month ago, let's see, what's the date? On March 29th, so like a month ago.
So when you hear this, like a month ago.
A whole bunch of Pokemon Go news came out, and I said we were going to talk about it, and we've kept not talking about it, but we're talking about it today.
This is it. The bill is due. Also, I don't know any of it. I didn't look up a single thing on Pokemon Go. I saw a picture, and that was it. That was the whole thing.
You only saw that picture because I retweeted it,
yep.
Right? Yeah.
Yep.
We're not going to talk about the pictures and stuff. I just have like a list of information here, just like so much. And I'm just going to read down the list, and we will complain about it accordingly. Are you ready?
Oh, complain about it. That sounds nice and foreboding. I guess, yes, I'm ready.
All right, so the first list is pretty small. This one will be easy.
So it's compartmentalized then.
Stop me if you feel compelled to. Here's the first bullet.
You can bank on that.
Here's the first bullet. Are you ready?
Yeah, yes.
It starts out great. There will be no battles against wild Pokemon. Instead, you simply catch them directly using various Pokeballs.
What?
Trainers are customizable with different options.
Okay. That's a step in the right direction. Let's go back
this
one.
This is, before we go back, because we are going to go back, there's like no rhyme or reason to this list. It's just like as people found things in the beta, they put it up.
Okay.
So it's like kind of everywhere.
So it's not like segmented into like.
No, it's not like trainer stuff, battle stuff.
Okay.
It's just a list. So yeah, let's go back. So how you can't do the one thing in Pokemon that you do all the time.
So when you throw a Pokeball, does it automatically catch the Pokemon?
Every Pokemon has a capture rate.
So sometimes it won't.
Sometimes it won't.
How many Pokeballs do you have?
You probably have to buy those. That's where they're going to get you.
That sucks. Pokemon Go sucks.
Off of one bullet? Yeah, you're right. It does.
All right, Josh, try to bring me back around. Customizable. Let's go into that. That's the thing that we've kind of been asking for a while.
Yeah, there was a video of that. Customizable is a loose term, I guess.
Well, in X and Y, you could.
Oh, yeah, there's not that many options. There's like a boy trainer and a girl trainer, and you can change some colors on them. So
guys,
maybe that's just a beta thing. Maybe it'll be deeper when it comes out, but like I just don't have a lot of hope for it anymore.
No, that's, man, what a sad way to start this episode.
137 different attack names have been found in the game's code, confirming battle systems. Some of the moves include Flamethrower and Hyper Beam.
So there are moves, but no battling.
There is battling, but not against wild Pokemon. We'll get to that.
Okay.
Here's something with no context. There are an additional 95 quote-unquote fast versions of the 137 attacks. That's all the information. I don't know what that means.
Like one priority stage up, maybe?
Oh, maybe. Not just like a fast animation, but like...
like it hits quick. Faster? Yeah.
Maybe. Players will receive a starter Pokemon, though in the beta version, that does not happen. So I don't know how they know you will.
Is it just one of the three?
I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, let's just get this right out of the way so you can skip this bullet point when we get to it. Only Gen 1.
Only Gen 1 in the demo. Yep.
Huh.
Well, not demo, but beta. And also probably the final or first release.
Probably until they need more money.
Yeah. A new game function with the name Starburst has been discovered, but details are unknown.
That's actually probably just like an ad. That's probably like every time you...
it's literally just Starburst. Like they found the Starburst ad in the code.
Yeah.
Like for the candy.
Like, because it's sort of AR, right? Augmented reality. So, like, yeah. Whenever you go over a billboard, it changes that to a Starburst billboard.
Stop it. Stop it. References to Google Cardboard, a mobile VR peripheral, have been found within the game's data. So, like, if you're...
what the hecky is Google Cardboard?
It's some kind of VR. It's Google's VR, I guess. Virtual reality is what VR is, for those who aren't in the know about that.
Why is it called Cardboard?
I don't know. Google is so... like, all of the Android OSs are named after candies and junk food.
That's whatever. But, like, to name a whole, like, a virtual... you know what?
This virtual reality... this is Cardboard.
This is Cardboard. Everything's going to be flat, and if you cut your finger on it, it's going to suck.
There are three teams the player can join. Red, blue, and yellow, obviously.
Why not green?
It's probably green in Japan.
It's probably red, green, and yellow in Japan.
Oh, probably. Maybe they'll bring a fourth one in later if the install base is high enough. Oh, so you can be
divergent.
There are multiple versions of the defense stat, though the reasoning behind this is unclear. I don't know what any of this means. All right, here's some more. Here's the second list.
Okay.
There are 7 object categories: Pokeball, Potion, Revive, Maps, Battle Objects, Food, and Camera. Food and camera details are unspecified.
Maps, plural?
Maps is an item.
Why would you need maps? It's a Google Maps-based app.
Maybe, like, you get a map, and maybe it's, like, foggy. It's like fog of war, which is my default term for you can't see this much of the map yet.
Right.
Then you get a map to open it up, even though, like, you could just walk there because it's in real life.
Yeah, that...
I don't know. I don't know what it means. Maybe it's like maps to legendary Pokemon or something.
Or like...
So it's like, it's not as much a map of an area, but just like a clue on where
right. Or it's something like, you got a map and like, here's the area you're in and here's where some cool Pokemon are.
Yeah, that might be too.
All right.
Let's talk about the camera item though.
Okay.
Is this subtly Pokemon Snap?
I mean...
Because that could redeem it. If this was real life Pokemon Snap, that's fine.
I don't think it will be, though.
And I don't. Why is there a camera item? I can just take a screen cap of my phone if I want to.
If you're playing Pokemon Go, you have a camera in your hand already. Like literally, you cannot play Pokemon Go without a camera attached to your phone, right?
Yeah.
Why would you need to, unless it's a feature that the camera item unlocks?
That's what I'm thinking, but I don't know.
Why would it be its own category? Why wouldn't it be like an upgrade or something?
Oh, what if there are just... What if each camera category item is just like a stupid filter?
Barf.
I'm going to skip the list of items that are in the beta because that's just the list of items.
Right.
X Miracle is a new item. Its effects are unknown.
Thanks.
Pokemon natures are present but differ from the main games. Currently, the ones found are Stoic, Assassin, Guardian, Raider, Protector, Sentry, and Champion.
Those are all the same.
Their roles are currently unknown.
Like half of those were just the same word, but someone whipped out their thesaurus. Thesaurus, in fact. The only one. I can't say it.
Thesaurus.
That's the word. You can turn up on it because I'm so mad about all your natures being like protector, guardian, defender, protector again.
One of them was stoic.
Most guardians are stoic.
But guardian and protector are the same. Guardian, protector, and sentry are the same.
Is defender one of them? Did I hear? Okay.
Champion.
Champion can also be protector.
Assassin is just like a Final Fantasy job. It's like a class.
Oh, my Pokemon likes to put up his hood and stab you with his hidden blade.
Oh, it's a Croagunk. Oh, except it's not, because that's not a Gen 1 Pokemon.
No.
Microtransactions are available. Surprise!
No shit.
A day-night cycle is confirmed, because again, it's in real life.
Because you can't just turn the sun... How insane would that be if there was no day-night cycle and you opened up your phone and it was nighttime and everything it showed was the daytime version?
I think what that means is different Pokemon will be available at different times of day.
That makes sense. But if that's not what they mean, then godoy.
Right, you didn't have to program a day-night cycle. We live in one. Normal, legendary, and mythical Pokemon are all present, and Pokemon are categorized as such. A lot of this is worded weird.
Quick question, what is the difference between legendary and mythical?
Legendary is going to be like Articuno, Zapdos, and Moltres, and maybe Mewtwo. Mewtwo might be mythical, but like mythical Pokemon are your Mews, your Celebes, your event-only legendaries.
Okay.
Any Pokemon that are being released by Nintendo over Wi-Fi or at GameStop this year,
right,
those are the mythical Pokemon.
So presuming that Mewtwo is legendary, because he's like not mythical, he was made in a lab, you know?
Right.
There's only going to be one mythical Pokemon, because it's only Gen 1. So it's just going to be Mew.
Unless there's more, there's
and
not.
And you
got
to go to South America to find it.
Oh, nope. Not doing
Shannon,
that.
Tell us about your trip. Tell us how it went. Shannon Maynard's favorite Pokemon is Mew, if for anyone not in the know.
There is no evidence of Mega Evolution. However, it's unknown if this is only true for the beta. I'm not anticipating it being in the initial release.
No, how many Gen 1 Pokemon can even Mega Evolve?
No, Gen 1 fans don't even know what Mega Evolution is.
No, because it's only Gen 1. That's the only one. I liked Pokemon back when it was old school.
All the starters can Mega Evolve.
And Mewtwo.
A Mewtwo can Mega Evolve. Kangaskhan can Mega Evolve. There's more, I'm sure. I just can't.
Of Gen 1, I can't think of any. But then again,
Beedrill can now.
Oh, Gengar.
Gengar.
I said Gengar twice. I meant to say Gengar, but...
Where are you? You're getting so old.
All right, here's the thing. I'm coming down from almost getting sick, so I'm going to blame that.
Supposedly. Okay, so this is maybe information.
So this is a rumor they found in the code? Because that's where the list comes from, right?
It's the list that I'm reading, or the two lists that I'm reading, are on NintendoInquirer.com. I'll send you the links. You can put them in the description.
Okay.
So you guys can read this list along with us if you want. But supposedly, Pokemon are only allowed two moves during gym battles.
So what you're saying is the Pokemon League got a new rules.
It's not two Pokemons, it's two moves.
Two moves.
You remember how Pokemon is like a whole game and universe that they created to work a specific way?
Yeah.
And how this game doesn't work in any of those ways?
Yeah, it's weird.
All right, new list. More information revealed later that same
Hold
day.
Hold on, you said supposedly, and then I think I cut you off.
No, I read it.
Well, what was it then?
The two moves in gym battles?
Oh, okay.
We had a whole talk about the new...
I thought that Pokemon was a different
League?
Bullet.
No,
I'm sorry.
Same one.
Okay.
All of the moves found within the game are damaging moves rather than status-inducing moves. That's fine.
No strategy. It's okay.
Yeah, just hit them.
Hydro Pump.
All 18 Pokemon types are present. I would hope so. It seems that Pokemon that use Evolution Stones to evolve will obtain Evolution Shards by battling wild Pokemon. So I don't know even what is going on anymore.
Cool, so I can't get an Arcanine.
But it says battling wild Pokemon, and the first bullet is that you don't do that.
All right,
I don't know what this game is.
List makers, you need to have a meeting, and you need to decide what lies you are pumping, which one of you is lying, and which one of you is telling the truth. And that's whichever one's telling the truth, that's the door that I will go in, but the trick is that you're both liars.
Once enough shards are collected, a stone will be available. Collect the shards, make the stone, evolve your Pokemon, whatever. Trainers can reach at least level 50, and at level 50, will be able to store 500 Pokemon and 1,000 items. Every Pokemon has a CP value.
What is CP?
Stands for capture points.
Okay.
The higher the CP value, the more difficult a given Pokemon is to catch.
But if you want to spend some money on an Ultra Ball, maybe it'll be easier.
$100 for a Master Ball to catch that last Squirtle that you need.
You want that laugh?
To get a Wartortle.
Yeah, that's dumb.
I don't know if that's in this list, but we'll talk about that, because that has also been mentioned at some point.
Okay.
You get points in gyms, but who knows what they're for?
Yeah, gym points. Oh,
I might be paraphrasing some of this.
It buffs you up, gives you sweet abs.
Each Pokemon gym will have a level of prestige. It's not known what that means.
This
is literally just like somebody says, oh, that's a prestige thing, and they just like sent this information in.
This list is, I wouldn't even call it half-baked. I would call it a quarter-baked.
It's batter in a pan.
Yeah, it's mixed, but not necessarily baked yet.
Achievements will be unlockable, and players will earn medals based on achievements. They can be unlocked for catching a certain number of Pokemon, walking certain steps, a lot of gym battles, blah, 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 blah,
et cetera,
blah. It's just an achievement system.
I hope there's some cool ones. I hope there's some tricky ones, but I don't know how they would program.
Yeah, I hope
in.
It's not all just like, play the game a long time.
Yeah, because that blows.
There's three types of medals, bronze, silver, and gold. It's pretty standard achievement stuff at this point.
Yeah, everyone knows how achievements work, I think.
Okay, so this list is about gyms now. So more information came out later on in the night of that day. Later on in the day. I don't know why I didn't say it like that. So this is about the Pokemon gyms. Once a trainer reaches a high enough trainer level, they will be asked to join one of three teams, red, blue, or yellow. This will earn players a gym membership profile. That's in quote. You get a gym membership if you join a team,
I guess. It's $40 a month.
Profiles will be public, and you may be able to see others in your team / gym. Once you have a gym membership, all friendly gyms become open for training. Gyms belonging to a different team become enemy gyms that you may battle in.
Where are the gyms? How do you
go
about...
Have you looked into Ingress at all?
Very little. Is it like here's an Ingress point, come
yeah.
here. Okay.
Those are, instead of being like data points or whatever, that's a gym.
Okay.
This sounds literally like Ingress, but with like a Pokemon skin for Ingress.
Yeah, this is, you spent your 200 Xbox points and now you get a new... skin for your avatar, but it's Pokemon.
Approaching a friendly gym gives you the option to deploy or train Pokemon. Length of training is unclear, but there is a training meter. Experience and gym points are earned from training. It's unclear if GP, which is gym points, is still currently being used or if it's leftover data from past versions. So gym points and experience may or may not be the same thing.
Okay, if not, then gym points are how you pay your gym membership fees every month, or you got to pay $40.
If you want to switch teams, you got to pay like the remainder of your contract with your gym.
Yep.
And then they still don't cancel your membership.
No, you have to get a letter notarized from a notary of the public and then sent to your gym captain, and then
your gym leader.
I panicked. I'm sorry. To finish my joke, they will decide whether or not you can leave the gym.
Okay, so it looks like they might have figured out prestige at this point, because gyms also have levels and gain prestige as they level up. As they gain prestige, they move up in tiers, which allow them to have more spots for their Pokemon in their quote-unquote team to beat.
Okay, so what I'm gathering from this is that the better everyone in the gym, do you get them by training at your own gym, or do you get them by beating other gyms?
You get them from gyms.
Oh, glad we narrowed that down.
I think from like training in your own gym and like beating challengers in your own gym.
Okay.
The gym will level up. Because from what I don't think it says it here, but from what I have gathered, you go to a gym and you equip a Pokemon to it.
And you just leave them there?
That Pokemon battles challengers. Because this game is not about traveling the world with your friends. It's about hoarding Pokemon and leaving them places, I guess.
Yeah, it's like stealing 45 Pidgeys and leaving your favorite one somewhere else to fight for you in your absence. What the heck kind of crap is this?
I don't know. It should be so easy.
This is what happens when you let nerds make a Pokemon game.
Yeah, maybe this is them just getting that out. So they can keep making good Pokemon games on the DS. They're like, give the nerds a cell phone game.
Yeah. I don't know about this game, Josh.
Gym leaders are present and set the order of Pokemon that challengers will battle. Leaders are suspected to be actual players, as indications of crowns on profiles suggest leadership. So I guess that's like being a mayor on Foursquare. I don't
know. Sure. Do you get badges for beating a gym leader?
Probably not. You just get control of that gym for your team.
What's the point?
There isn't one.
Why are we even here, Josh? Why did they say Pokemon Go is going to be cool and then lie to us?
I don't know. Nope, because this next one says there appears to be a rank in correlation to gym badges, unrelated to the medals mentioned in an earlier update, but it does not elaborate on gym badges at all.
Well, why would it? That's par for the course.
It's just a beta. I don't know. This is just like...
what can I say? It's the beta.
This is just a stream of consciousness of beta information.
So let's say every time you beat a gym leader, you get a badge. Does a gym leader get to design their badge? Is there a little...
I highly doubt it.
That
you
would
probably
be cool.
Get like a red, blue, or yellow badge.
Oh, I'm going to throw up.
And you just
up.
Collect a number of badges, and you can use those for something.
To
train Pokemon.
To buy Pokemon?
Feed Pokemon your badges to level them up. Here's some battle information. When you approach a gym, you select a team to battle with and face the leader. Once you've selected a team, you may outfit them with items to optimize them for battle. That's fine. That sounds like a regular thing. I'm not mad at that.
It doesn't sound like you equip them, though. It sounds like you're like, hey, here's your belt. Here's a potion. Use it on yourself when you need it.
Oh, probably.
Like, I feel like you just let him go. I don't feel like you do the battling. I feel like you just let your Pokemon off into the battle sphere, and when it comes back, it won or lost.
Well, this whole list is about battling, so let's see if it explains it at all.
Okay.
Battles can take place in AR, but this is optional, so there's probably just, like, a predetermined battle background if you don't want your camera on draining your battery life.
Right.
Battles are performed in rounds and are time-based. It is possible to run out of time. However, time bonuses can be earned if you have allies with you. Pokemon have two stats, HP and energy.
Energy.
I mean,
is
they
like,
have more stats because they talked about defense, so that must be two, like...
meters?
Yeah. So there's your health and then your energy or your stamina.
Your mana, essentially.
Probably, yeah.
How many moves you can use or whatever.
You fight with one of your selected Pokemon at a time and only attack one enemy Pokemon at a time. Once defeated, you advance to the next Pokemon, you know, like in a Pokemon battle.
Sure.
There appears to be three options in battle: dodge, items, or attack. Dodging an attack uses up energy. After attacking, a Pokemon needs to retarget. Using your finger and a crosshair, you can control what actions to perform as well as charge your attacks. So you do actually do stuff.
Okay. It's Fruit Ninja, but
it
backwards.
It sounds a little bit like it might be Fruit Ninja.
It's like upside down Fruit Ninja.
Every Pokemon has a signature move that you can charge or a quick attack. So that might be the like the fast version, the quick attack.
Right.
Because it's not capitalized like the move quick attack. It's just a quick attack.
A fast style attack.
It appears that some of the moves in the game are upgraded or replaced as your trainer level rises. Is it defending?
Do you get to pick? Do you think?
I imagine, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it's like a skill tree or something.
They're not just like, hey, you got Growl now. I know you're level 18, but like, we think you should have Growl.
No, that's a status move. Those aren't in this.
Here's Scratch.
Good job. You got Scratch.
Here's a Scratch.
As a defending gym leader, you can set the number of charged or quick attacks for Pokemon to perform, as well as what Pokemon to target from the opposing team. So does the gym leader have to, like, live at the gym? What does any of this mean?
Yeah, man, like, where does a gym pop up?
I downloaded Ingress and opened it, like, twice.
Okay.
The nearest wave point, or whatever they're called, to us was, like, a Pep Boys down the street a little bit.
Okay.
So, like, the gym leader's going to just have to go to Pep Boys all the time and re-up the team.
I mean, I hope he works there. I would get a job there just to make it more convenient.
Right. I don't want Pokemon Go to have to make me work at Pep Boys. That just doesn't seem worth it.
This just in. Pokemon Go makes you work at Pep Boys. Congratulations on your new job. If you're the leader. And if you are dethroned as leader... You're fired.
You're not working at Pep Boys anymore.
You're not welcome here anymore.
There are attributes attached to Pokemon moves, such as power or accuracy. You guys know how Pokemon moves work. Type advantages and other attacks.
Do we? Like,
I mean, we know they're supposed to.
We know how moves should work.
Type advantages and other attack multipliers are hinted at in the game's code. So they might
not
be there.
What does that mean? So, I'm a hacker, okay? I'm Crash Override. I'm hacking the planet, okay. A.K.A. my phone, all right? I've got a Gibson cluster. It's decoded everything. I have the whole beta list of all the stuff it can do in front of me, and, like, it's being coy about some things. It's like... maybe type of it. Who knows? Like... where would it hint at this? Oh, it's in the hints folder. Oh, I opened up the hints folder and it says like type advantages ?
Type advantages : maybe
stab.
Stab? Who knows?
We'd like that.
Stab? What do you think?
Oh,
all right. So catching a Pokemon.
Throw a Pokeball. Give us $6 and throw a Pokeball.
A Pokeball would be $2.
That's too much.
Great Ball would be...
No, Pokeball should be $1.
A Great Ball would be $6 if it's directly correlated. And a Ultra Ball would be $12.
No, we got to half that. I'm not paying more than $1 for a Pokeball.
And I'm just saying if each 100 Pokebucks was $1,
right.
That's what their prices would be.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Like, you already are actively trying to get me not to download your game.
Yeah, you've done a pretty good job at convincing me that this is not the game for me.
A higher catch rate Pokeball may make the crosshairs in the game physically larger, as well as increasing the probability of catching a Pokemon. While there is no evidence supporting battling wild Pokemon, the wild Pokemon is able to attack. It's suspected that this is used to drain a trainer's energy until they are forced to flee. Evidence of the ability to use berries has also been found.
So... while you're trying to Fruit Ninja a Pokeball at this wild Pokemon, at this Nidoran.
Less like Fruit Ninja and more like Angry Birds.
Okay.
You just slingshot a Pokeball at the Pokemon.
And so the better the Pokeball, the bigger the target is, so you have to like flick it into the target. I feel like that should be hard to mess up, right?
Should be.
Because you have...
I'm not sure how it plays out.
Like, unless you don't have motor controls in your hand... or a cat?
Your phone randomly vibrates as you're trying. Like the better the ball, the less vibration.
Oh, I don't like that.
Each ball is $2.
$2
minimum.
How many dropped phones are we going to see day one?
I mean, mine already has a giant crack on it now, so who cares?
So who cares, right?
Probably a lot.
Because you're going to like you're gonna be going to like swipe
it. How many people are
going to
throw their phone at the Pokemon?
Oh, only my heroes. You're going to be, like, swiping, right? You're going to be like, yeah. And, like, you're going to go to, like, launch it. And your hand isn't – the hand holding the phone is not going to be sweaty enough. And the hand holding the finger – like, the finger is going to be too sweaty. And it's going to grip.
It's just going to throw
And you're
your
just going to thwing your phone. and it's going to smash into your TV. And then she's like, oh, you missed. That'll be another $4.
Oh, boy.
Looking a little low also, on energy.
Also, the $400 to replace your broke-ass phone now.
Also, you're looking a little low on energy, friend. You want to give me $11 for a berry?
Citrus berry gives you 30 energy. Should get you through the day. Save all $6. I hate Pokemon Go. All right, let's go. Let's keep going. Right,
did I spray? I didn't. Okay, good. I missed.
I didn't mean to almost drown you in Arnold Palmer.
I almost like tore my throat trying to stop it. And I was like, no, just use your hand.
These are so vague and stupid. I don't. Maybe we shouldn't have done this episode.
I think we messed up, but
here's
we're
the
too
next
deep.
Bullet. There oh, appears
got,
to be.
I got tears.
There appears to be what's known as a spin throw, which has some effect on the probability of capture. It probably makes it worse.
Oh, no, you throw it butt first. Now it's not going to catch.
99 cents for a spin throw lowers your chance of capture.
Oh, congratulations, you spun throw it. It landed backwards, and now you're caught.
Oh, you're paying for a spin throw. I, too, like to live dangerously.
Now you got caught in the Pokeball. That'll be another $11.
$11 to break out. You only got 3 shakes. You better hurry up.
I hope your credit card info's already in here.
Bonuses are offered for the first catch of the day. It probably gives you like a gold. Here's 1 gold. You can run away, and you are able to release Pokemon if you want.
You
want to
run away? That'll be another 99 cents.
What if everything is just money? It's just all money. Pokestops, similar to a Pokemart, Pokestops dispense a number of things from items and gems to even experience and eggs.
Why didn't they just call it a Pokemart?
Because you don't get eggs at a Pokemart. I don't know. I don't know. They could just call it a Pokemart or a Pokemon Center. Instead, it's a Pokespot. Oh, sorry. A Pokestop.
Welcome to a Pet Boys.
Welcome to Pet Boys here. Here's a Pidgey egg.
Name I hope you love Pidgey eggs.
Peppy the Pidgey. They all come pre-named. Pokestops know about day and night, so their items might be different. And there is a cooldown period after using a Pokestop, so you can't go there too much.
So
I guess you get an egg, and it's probably like an hour or whatever before you can go
egg,
back
right?
there again.
Do you just get the stuff at the Pokespot for free?
It says dispense. So
okay.
I don't know if, like, on your screen is going to be a giant Gachapon.
Well, that could be fun. That would be
throw,
the
you throw a gem in it for 99 cents.
Right.
And get
oh,
a
there's
thing.
The there's the rub. You don't play. You don't play for free.
I'm into the Gachapon thing. Every game should have some kind of Gachapon mechanic.
Oh, for sure. I believe it's pronounced Gachapon, but I.
That's Gachapon.
Gachapon.
Got a Gachapon.
A Gachapon over here, kid.
Items. The previously mentioned food category of items causes growth, but they don't know what that means.
It's tumors.
Items can be bought with gems or acquired at Pokestops, so it seems like Pokestops just give you an item
okay.
when you go there.
Where did gems come from?
Gems seem like the currency.
They have an in-game currency,
yeah.
And we have a real-life currency. And,
unless there's also, like, the Pokebucks are regular currency and gems are the premium currency. That you have to pay money for.
Or that you can find?
Or that sometimes you can find.
You can...
It depends on how crappy the cell phone game is. Some of them are like, I don't want to say liberal, but will give away more. And other ones are like, no, you have to buy this.
Right. Two dots. It's every day. It's like, hey, you get a chance to get a random thing.
Right.
But the other side of that is if you want another one that day, it's going to cost you.
Yeah. It appears that certain items have different attributes as well. Some items may be better used at night, while others marked as heavy. Others are marked as heavy or allow multi-throw. I don't know what a heavy item, what that means. Maybe it takes more storage spots?
Oh, it's going to cost you 11 cents to throw it.
Oh, Pokedex. There's a bounty of information on each Pokemon offered in the Pokedex. Standard stats such as number seen, number captured, has encountered, has captured. I don't know how that's different. Has evolution shards and has evolution stones are offered in the Pokedex. This is making it sound like all the Pokemon are going to evolve through stones.
I mean, it's that or catch more, right?
Unless catching them is like how you get the shards, and then you get the stone and get to pick which one you like the best to evolve.
When you, let's say you catch like two Pidgeys, right?
Okay.
Do they merge into one Pidgey? It's like now your Pidgey is stronger.
Or don't, maybe if you want to evolve it, you have to merge 18 Pidgeys together to get a
Each one you catch is a level?
I don't know. I don't like it, but I don't know either.
I mean, look, if I'm paying a dollar per Pokeball, I'm never going to level my Pokemon up.
You can get a Pokeball from a Pokestop, too.
Oh, good.
Here's a Pokeball. Go
once a day if I walk over.
Go get that Rattata.
If I trek it over to the DQ on Burnett, I can get a Pokeball maybe a day.
Yep. A ton of Pokemon Go specific information will be available in the Pokedex under each individual Pokemon, which includes CP, move one, move two, deployed fort ID, which I guess is where what gym you left it in, owner name, egg, and then just a whole bunch of just like code stuff.
That seems very unnecessary. I like the idea that each one will have a different height and weight, but I don't think I'm putting a lot of stock into that.
No, I'm sure there's like a predetermined range and it just randomly rolls for one.
Yeah.
Pokemon eggs, which we mentioned briefly in Pokemon Stops.
Right.
The egg bag shows a capacity for 500 Pokemon eggs. There's a progress bar for each individual egg that shows how many kilometers have been walked for each one. I should point out that this beta is in Japan, so I was wrong about green version being in Japan. It's red, blue, and yellow.
Huh. Well, that's weird.
And finally, on this first page, we've reached the end. It's the last. There's three bullets for trading.
You can't.
There's none, because whatever. This isn't a Pokemon game anymore.
Three bullets. Bullet number one, $10.
$10 for a link cable.
Bullet number two.
Link cable's only good for one trade.
Yep, you have to buy it every time. Bullet point number two, you can only trade Pokemon that are the same.
Pidgey for a Pidgey.
That's it, sorry.
Oh, I got this Pidgey named Peppy. What's your Pidgey? Oh, his name is Donald. I got him down at Mickey D's. Yeah, I like that better than Peppy. Let's trade. Trading appears to be limited to a radius within your location or a gym location.
So you have to be near each other to trade. That's fine.
I'm fine with that.
That's the best thing I've heard so far.
Because it's like, interact with people.
Yeah.
Or like, be kind of near them. I don't know what
hey,
the radius
is. Hey, this person's
is.
In the apartment above you. You want to trade?
Ping them for a trade.
Yeah.
There is also a search which allows you to look for eligible traders. And you may make or receive requests and the game will pull for responses until you receive an offer of declination?
Yeah, that's a word. It means like saying no.
Maybe like, that means or.
Oh, if you receive an offer or?
I have this request up, but the game will keep looking until someone says no. That's weird.
Yeah, that's got to be that's got to be
gonna
wrong.
Be backwards.
That's got to be a typo.
Anyway, that's the end of this first list. Let's close this garbage out. More general information came out on April 14th.
Okay.
So this is only about 2 weeks old.
All right, this is the fresh stuff.
So training sessions are limited to 120 seconds. This 120-second timer appears to be standard across the board with all battles.
So you only have 2 minutes to fight.
So maybe there's a difference between, like, encountering a wild Pokemon and training one of yours.
Maybe.
And earlier when it talked about battling wild Pokemon, it was actually talking about training.
Maybe. Here's the thing I'm confused about is, like, you're fighting someone, you only have 120 seconds? Like, that's it?
I guess.
You guys better, well, I mean, you only got the two moves, so your options are very
you
limited.
You reset the clock for $4.99.
Oh, well, cool. Gotta get through the Slopsicle course real quick.
You can train at friendly gyms. These training fights happen in real time and are against computer Pokemon.
Okay. Porygons, mostly. Yeah, da-da-da-da-da.
Not that guy. That's the only computer Pokemon in
you're,
Gen 1.
Oh, you're right.
Training battles are not turn-based, instead appearing to be more of an all-out brawl, similar to the anime or how it would be in real life. This isn't confirmed for other battles outside of training.
So you just, like, let them go at it?
Again, and just, like, tell them to use a move?
Like just, like, tap at your leisure? Be like, oh, I guess tackle now. Oh, I guess slap now. Oh, go back to tackle. Try that slap one more time. You know, let's mix it up. Do another slap. Do another slap. Do another slap. Slap, 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 slap.
Wait, I'm training so good.
If.
But you can only do that for 2 minutes.
Right.
That has to be a training timer, right? Like, you train for 2 minutes.
Right. And then it's like, all right, you're done. You did it. You trained. You had two good minutes of training.
Because all the other battles seem to go on this stamina thing. Like the energy meter.
Is it like a car warranty? Is it first two, is it 10 year or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first? Is it like 2 minutes or your stamina runs out? If you blow through your stamina in less than 2 minutes, are you done?
Ugh. If a gym is unclaimed, claiming them is as simple as dropping off one of your Pokemon. Claiming makes you the leader of the gym, and you are able to enter training battles against yourself in your own gym. This feature has been making the app crash for some. So that's something we can look forward to.
Well, yeah, because you are ruining the space-time continuum by fighting yourself.
Maybe that's not an intended feature.
Probably. I would get a Mewtwo. I would drop off my Mewtwo. I'd be like, this is it. Fight
Come
me.
Come at me.
Fight me, nerds. Gym. You're going down.
Wild encounters supposedly look stellar, with ball physics being spot on. Catching Pokemon is a genuine game of skill, which is what many fans were hoping for. So I guess you actually have to throw your phone and hope that you hit it.
Also, they just announced this. Also on April 14th, new Pokemon Go brand phone cases that are made of memory foam.
It's just a Nerf Pokeball that fits over your phone. It's so big. It's like a little junior basketball.
Yeah. And you throw it and it's like, and then your phone doesn't break.
Catch rate is displayed on screen while in an encounter, displayed by use of a shrinking circle. Okay, so that's why the better Pokeballs have bigger targets, is because the catch rate is actually the size of the target.
Gotcha.
Green means it's easier to catch. Red means it's harder. Also, smaller is harder. I don't know why there's multiple ways to show that.
I mean, that's the same, right?
Yeah, it's going to get small in red or big in green.
Okay.
Boy, from what I gathered. Catch rates can be improved by feeding berries to wild Pokemon, only allowed once per encounter, or using better Pokeballs, spending more money. The visuals look good, and Pokemon can jump and dodge moves, and the animations are well done. So, I mean, at least that's good.
Okay, so it'll be a pretty piece of garbage. That's something.
Some of this new information is stupid. This one is literally, the Google Plus help group has around 3,000 members, meaning the field tester count is getting higher. That's new information about Pokemon Go.
That's new information the same way Lori Beth Denberg gave us vital information. That it was, who cared? It was bad. It was bad and wrong and probably a joke.
A feature called Nearby Pokemon shows all the Pokemon within a 200-meter radius. So that's like 600 feet?
Yeah, thereabouts.
That's not too bad. And tells you how far each individual Pokemon is from you, though not the direction they're in, but like it's a map, right?
Is it like a...
Maybe it pulls up a list. It's like Squirtle... 150 meters, but like doesn't tell you.
And you
got to
walk in a direction.
Walk in a direction, and if it gets smaller, you're going the right way. And maybe the maps will show you the Pokemon on the map.
Okay, now things are coming together. Maybe speculatively, things are coming together. I like the idea that it's like, hey, here's your whole wide range. You still have to go find it though. You can't just be like, it's 200 feet away from you. Can you chuck your Pokeball that far?
I could throw a Pokeball 150 meters.
I could throw that far.
You can't see it. It's just like, hit.
It's like, ding.
Broke out. Ah, that'll be $2.
$2 for another Pokeball. First one's free, but after that.
There have been reports of Hyper Potions and Max Revives coming out of Pokestops, so it's not just going to be junk, which is good.
That's good.
Gym leader avatars are displayed behind the defending Pokemon within the gym. A crown is displayed next to the gym leader avatars. Pokemon with a CP of 1,100 have been spotted in the Google Plus group. So that's like super hard to catch, I guess.
Oh, who cares about Google Plus? Like, who's using that?
Japan's probably into it, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Or Niantic was like, we're going to make a Google Plus group, but you guys are going to have to join Google Plus if you want to talk about this beta test.
Nah, I'm good.
No, thanks.
No, thanks.
Okay, combat info. When training in your own gym, you must use a separate Pokemon from the one you chose to defend the gym.
Okay. Is that why it's crashing for people? Are they choosing their own? It's letting it get through a little bit?
That might be.
They're choosing the same one, rather.
A random Pokemon is chosen from your party when starting a training battle. However, they can be switched out.
I don't like that at all.
Why doesn't it just pull up your list and let you choose if you can switch out? Like,
or why not just have one marked with a star?
Why add that extra step? Like, which Pokemon do you want to train? You want to train your Peppy?
Oh,
no,
sorry.
No, I don't. I want to train Donald. Like, why put that extra step of, like, choosing one for you first?
I don't know.
That's just bad game design.
That's that's too many menus. Now you're playing Final Fantasy.
Now you're playing Animal Crossing. It's just buffing for time.
Oh, God. Animal Crossing is... Animal Crossing is in real time. And if you didn't have to go into menus every single time to do every single thing...
Right.
You'd play for 12 minutes a day and be done. But I can change my outfit and put, wallpaper up in that. It doesn't sound like I can do any of that stuff in Pokemon Go.
Right. The opposing Pokemon's attack crosshairs are visible in training battles, allowing you to decide to dodge or take the hit. So I guess you can see like where they're aiming their attack.
Okay.
And plan accordingly.
I mean, that could be real fun, but it seems like it won't be.
You can dodge attacks by swiping left or right on your touchscreen. If you're quick enough, you can end up behind your opponent. So it's kind of like Infinity Blade, I guess.
What is that?
You never played Infinity Blade?
No.
It's like a battle game where like you have your character and there's another character in front of you trying to fight you, and like you dodge to the left or right or back by swiping, and then you can counter.
Oh, it's a phone game.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I have not played that game.
Sounds like that. This makes it sound similar to that. Like you try to figure out which way they're attacking.
Outmaneuver
from.
Them.
Yeah.
Again, that could be real fun, but like I feel like it's gonna be like one fun thing amidst a sea of just like peppies and microtransactions. Right.
Everybody got peppy.
Everybody's got a peppy.
Fast attacks are performed by tapping on the screen. Charge attacks are performed by touching and holding. So you get two attacks. You get your fast attack, which is just a quick tap, and
right.
like a charge attack. And I guess you just like try to determine which one's better for the situation.
Right.
So the battles do seem like they're strategic, but like it's not a Pokemon battle, right?
I'm okay with that because that's
but it's only two attacks. Like my right. Eevee can only have tackle or quick attack.
Do you want a quick tackle or you want a slow tackle?
And then I can dodge left or right.
Yeah, if you had the four moves, I would be fine with it.
Yeah,
because I like the idea that like this is what a Pokemon battle would be like
I
real time,
like active time Pokemon.
Yeah,
battle. I like that. I just don't like that I have to choose only two moves.
Do you want to press A or B? Also, we sent out Peppy, even though you have other cool Pokemon.
Right, you should use Peppy. I don't want to use Peppy. I hate Peppy.
Peppy sucks. Peppy's so bad.
If I get a Pidgey from fucking Pep Boys, I'm going to dump it. I'm going to let it go. There appears to be a stamina bar beneath your Pokemon's HP that is depleted when using a charged attack. It refills as time goes on, and it refills faster when you're hit by another Pokemon's attack. So you can't just, like, spam charge attacks. Like, you're going to have to use quick attacks while you recharge your stamina.
Okay.
Because charge attacks are going to be more powerful.
Obviously.
It's not very effective, and it's super effective messages they appear when you're fighting. So type advantages that were hinted at earlier are confirmed.
They are confirmed, or were these the hints?
Maybe these were the hints.
It never says that these are in there.
Because this was stuff that, like, was unlocked in the beta later. So
okay.
Maybe the first one, they just found, like, it's super effective somewhere in the code. And they were
right.
Like, oh, that's a hint.
Type
that's
advantage.
That's a breadcrumb.
I will follow this. And in 14 days, I will have figured it out.
Winning a training battle will reward you with 50 experience and 50 points in prestige for the gym. So you get prestige by training at the gym.
Okay. So prestige points are, like, the gym's experience points. Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So even if, like, I'm Team Blue, which I will be.
Course.
I'm battling in a Team Red gym. If I go into the battle, then that gym gets experience from it, which makes it more prestigious because more people are going
more
there.
More people
want
to battle there?
Yeah.
What if you win, though?
I don't know.
Do they get prestige points for getting beaten? That doesn't seem right.
It doesn't.
Par
oh, no. This is not enemy gym. This is talking about if you're training in your own gym.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense, then.
All right.
Back on board.
I got mixed up. I forgot enemy gyms is a separate header.
Right.
All damage done in battle remains after battles, including training battles. Pokemon centers don't appear to be present. All healing is done via items.
Eh.
If you faint, you have to use a revive or max revive. Oh, that's a giant fart noise.
And then, by the way, a revive, regular revive, 450.
Right.
And a max revive, you'd think $9, or you'd think you get a little bit of a deal.
Right.
Wrong on both accounts. It's $16.
I was going to say 12, but 16 seems right. The gym leader Pokemon do return to full health because, like, you have to beat them
right.
in the gym or whatever. Arrows on the battle arena suggest more spots for Pokemon in gyms. Additional slots may be granted for gyms with higher prestige. A camera switch suggests the ability to switch AR on and off for training battles, whatever. Enemy gyms. Beating gyms reduces their prestige. So if you win in a gym, their
okay.
prestige goes down.
They're losers.
Gyms appear to go down half a level per loss. So that's kind of nuts.
Oh, man. The next Karate Kid movie is going to be about Pokemon Go.
Gyms can be battled and beaten multiple times in succession, making it possible to bring a gym back down to neutral status with zero prestige. Single battles have been seen with one Pokemon versus one Pokemon at a time. If a Pokemon faints, the next Pokemon in line comes out to continue the battle with the timer continuing. Fights are in real time, and strategy appears to be simply what order you've placed your Pokemon in.
So you can't pick. You have to put them in an order up front.
And then just go in that way.
At least it doesn't randomly throw them out at you.
That's true. No word on being able to switch out Pokemon, meaning you'll likely always want to lead with your strongest against gyms.
Blastoise.
That's it.
Always Blastoise.
We're done.
Okay.
Pokemon Go sucks.
I don't feel good about Pokemon Go. I do have one question. How long before there is Miitomo integration?
Oh, I think they'll keep it separate.
And you're like, you throw out your Pokemon, and it's like, my name is Josh!
Mine's more like, my name is Josh.
Oh, you didn't?
I tried to find, like, a tolerable sound for my Mii to make that I could listen to a lot, and I think I hit a pretty good sweet spot.
Okay. I've only heard a few.
There's some real bad ones.
I don't like Miitomo. I don't get it. I don't like it. But I do like that they will say whatever you tell them to somehow. They just...
Yep.
They have the things, and you can adjust the voice to make it monstrous if you would like that.
Yeah.
Remember when we were like, what if you have to go to South America and there's a truck and Mew is under it? Like,
this game does not seem like it was made by fans of the Pokemon franchise.
It doesn't seem like it was made by anyone who is even... Okay, you know what? It sounds like people who played Red and Blue 20 years ago.
Okay.
And that's it.
Right.
Like, they didn't, they only played Red and Blue. And
they did not keep playing.
They have not played Red and Blue in that time. They
in, like, done, 19 years.
Yeah. They have not re-upped their memory. They haven't refreshed it to know how, like, cool it is. It's just, they have a list of Pokemon, and they're like, I remember using potions. That's probably in there.
Yeah, like, nothing about this feels like a Pokemon game.
This feels,
it just feels like it has Pokemon stuff in it.
This feels like M. Night Shyamalan's Pokemon.
Yep.
In that... His kids told him about Pokemon, so he made a Pokemon game and got everything wrong.
I don't know why I started doing that like the New Day.
I don't know.
It went out that way. Let's stop. I'm burnt out. It's
okay.
Hot in here. I don't want to do this anymore.
All right. Well, to wrap up, you can find us online at PWT Podcast on Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook. You can email us at pwtpodcast@gmail.com. We're on iTunes and Google Podcasts. Google Podcasts is being goofy right now, though, so, like, a little patience is required. Apparently, you can only get new episodes, and even then, I don't know how...
You can get some old ones, but, like, probably not the ones you're looking for.
And also, probably not the whole thing. We have no confirmation on if the whole thing is on there.
That's true.
Finally, we are on Patreon, so this is a listener-supported podcast due to the generous contributions of listeners like you, and we got a couple new ones.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, so we're gonna do it on here. First up is Ryan Wahlberg.
Thank you, Ryan.
And next up is Annie and Jonathan Creighton.
Annie and Jonathan, thank you guys so much.
They both have podcasts. So Jonathan has the Anarchy podcast and Annie has the Gem Jam podcast. Go check those out. Go support the people that support us. Also, super big shout out to Matt, Patron Zero, who upped his donation specifically so that we hit the $200 stretch goal. Monthly Spotlight Pokemon. Monthly Pokemon Spotlights? That's probably what I should have said.
I think either works.
Both of them work. So number one, thank you, Matt. Thank you so much. You're the best. We super, super appreciate it. And Matt requested that Piplup be first, the Piplup family. So that's the first one we're going to do.
Yeah.
It's on the Piplup family.
That is coming pretty soon. I'm hoping that our next proper episode in 2 weeks will be Saffron.
Okay.
But it might not, because we forgot to do Janine during the Safari Zone.
I think we can just jump over Janine.
We'll come back to Janine.
We'll come back. Once we hit the Elite Four, we'll talk about Janine. That doesn't make any sense. Never mind.
We'll find a spot.
We'll figure it out.
We'll squeak her in somewhere.
Yeah. Next week, we got episode 3 of Pokemon World Tour United. If you want to be on that show, send us an email at pwtpodcast@gmail.com. And we'll try to see if it's a good fit and if it works out. We already have one guest that we were playing with last week and next week. We record every week, but it only goes up every 2 weeks. So the backlog will get pretty huge over time.
Yeah.
Which is something I'm excited about because it'll give me more and more time to do it. But we're playing with a special guest. If you go onto our Twitter, you can find out who it is, but I'm not going to ruin the mystery here.
We do have another one coming soon, too, I think.
Yes. If you are a patron at the gym leader level, that we make you a gym which we are in. Some,
we haven't forgot.
We haven't forgot. We're in planning stages.
I also haven't forgot about giving you guys Pokemon. It's just like breeding these Cyndaquils is so tedious.
Oh, I just already had a bunch of Teddy Ursas. They're all ready to go. They're all named after ice cream. Good to go. But if you are at that level, you get first dibs on being a gym leader or possibly like another character if you don't want to be a gym leader, but you do want to be like a semi-important NPC for an episode. We'll figure it out. Gym leader is probably the easiest way to go. If you are a patron of any level at all, you get second dibs. And if you are not, you get third dibs. That's
there you go.
Pretty easy system. So let us know. Let us know what you if you want to play with us.
And tweet with the hashtag PWTUnited, and we will just name random NPCs after you.
Yeah, just like characters will get named after you. So,
so that's cool. Anyway, let's finish. If you have anything you want to say about all these fun facts about Pokemon Go, send them to us on Twitter or email. But we'll talk about them if we get enough.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Because I'm curious what other people think, because this just like, man, it's burned me out on Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
I'm still going to get it.
I don't know if I am.
I'll let you know how it is.
I might get Pokemon Go Gold, like once they finally work the kinks out.
I feel like what'll happen is I'll download it, and I'll play it for a day, and I'll be like, no, this game does suck, and then I'll delete it from my phone. And
right.
I don't want to do that. I already did that with Pokemon Shuffle. I don't want to do it with Pokemon Go, too.
I feel like Pokemon Go version 3, not necessarily like, oh, here's some more Pokemon, but like when they re-overhaul the system the third time, it'll be ballin'.
Probably.
So I might wait until...
I'm going to get it on that ground floor, though, because maybe there'll be special bonuses for early adopters.
Right. Plus, we need to know. We need to have the inside scoop.
We need that first-person view of this game, and that's going to be me, but we're done.
We're done.
We're out.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, we'll see you guys. Well, we get an episode of United next week, and then 2 weeks we'll see you guys again for some kind of proper episode.
I'm hoping Saffron.
Me too. But until then,
smell you later.